愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习穿上新人。
This morning I'd like to share the topic, put on a new man.
请我们看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians chapter 3.
第九节。
Colossians 3 verse
9。第三章第九。
Colossians 3 verse 9。
不要彼此说话，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。第十节。
Verse 10。
穿上新人，这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
Verse 9, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who was renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
有时候我们常常问自己一个问题。
Often we all ask ourselves,
到底我的信仰生活在追求什么？
What exactly am I pursuing in my faith?
这是一个很重要的问题。
This is an important question.
也是一个很基本的问题。
It's also a very fundamental one.
我敬拜神，到底我在追求什么？
What exactly am I seeking after by worshiping God?
有的人虽然信耶稣，但是他在信仰的追求跟拜偶像没有不同。
Some people, although they believe in Jesus, but their life of faith is no different than worshiping idols.
就是第一个报平安。
Which means,first, they seek after peace.
第二个，发财。
Second, they seek after wealth.
整个信仰目标就是定在这点。
And so their purpose of their faith is fixed on these two things.
所以有很多人他觉得我不需要信仰。
And so there are some who feel like they don't need faith.
因为我很平安。
Because they feel that they are at peace.
我经济也不错。
And they're doing pretty well off financially.
我不需要神。
They don't need God.
其实他认为他自己就是神。
And they may even feel that they are God themselves.
那到底我们信主在追求什么？
And so what exactly are we striving after in worshiping God?
第二个，有人就说在追求永生。
The second is some people feel that they are pursuing eternal life.
人若不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
For no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of the water and the spirit.
神的国就是天国。
And the kingdom of God is the heavenly kingdom.
所以我已经受洗了，我已经得圣灵。
And so, since they have already been baptized, they have already received the Holy Spirit.
我就跟天国有份。
Then they have a part with the heavenly kingdom.
这好像是加保险。
This is like adding insurance.
这个公司是神在经营。
And this company is owned and managed by God.
你只要两步就可以上天国。
And with only two steps, you can enter into that kingdom.
那我已经受洗也得圣灵了。
Now, since I've already been baptized and received the Holy Spirit,
我可以上天国。
I can go into heaven.
这个最好的保险。
This is the best assurance I have.
那这样过了以后，我们在想，那到底我的信仰生活要追求什么？
But after this, we still need to ponder what are we striving after in our faith.
因为如果没有一个目标，只是为进天国，有时候我们常常觉得说。每一天不晓得做什么。
Because if our only goal is to enter the heavenly kingdom, then day by day we may lose our sense of what direction or what we need to do each day.
所以有时候我们的信仰又变成不冷不热，因为没有目标。
And then our faith may grow lukewarm because we really have no goals.
如果现在三十岁
，If we're 30 at the moment,
你想要活到八十岁。
And you wish to live to 80.
进天国还有五十年呢。
You still have 50 years before you can enter into the heavenly kingdom.
还早的事情。
It's still very early.
那到底我这五十年要做什么？
Then what am I supposed to do within these 50 years?
那从圣经的教训我们可以了解。
From the teachings in the scripture, we can learn.
信耶稣就是要做一个有价值的人。
That believing in Jesus is to become a person of value.
这个就是。我们信仰的目标。
This should be our goal of our faith.
做一个有价值的人。
To be a person of value or worth.
那我们一想到这个问题。
When we ponder this question.
那我们就想，那是什么？
then we may wonder, well, what exactly is that?
我们先以主耶稣的例子来看,
we'll use Jesus as an example.
然后再想, 我们要怎么做?
And then we'll apply that to ourselves.
请看哥林多后书,
let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
啊, 哥林多后书,
2 Corinthians.
第五章,
2 Corinthians verse 5, chapter 5.
第五章十六节,
2 Corinthians 5 verse 16.
若以我们从今以后不凭外貌认人，虽然凭外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他。16.
Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer.
这个在讲到我们信耶稣一种价值观的改变。
Here it talks about our faith as a change in our value system.
就是 当时的人怎么在看主耶稣?
Which is, how did the people in that time view the Lord Jesus?
圣经说, 凭着外貌认过基督。
Here the Bible records that they viewed him according to the flesh.
这个外貌英文叫 flesh, 就是肉体。
Which means they viewed him according to his physical attributes.
那再讲清楚一点, 就是外在的条件。
Or his physical requirements.
所以当时的世代要判定主耶稣的价值，就用外在的条件。
So the world in that time regarded Lord Jesus according to his physical requirements.
主耶稣很会讲道。
Jesus was a good speaker.
但是他发现，哎，他是木匠的儿子。
But they found that he was a son of a carpenter.
没有家世背景。
He had no such status in a family background.
他就听不下去, 因为当时的这个文士法利赛人是有社会阶层的。
And so the scribes and the Pharisees, they did not want to listen to him because these people, they had status in society.
他没有家型美容。
And Jesus did not have any kind of beautiful outer appearance.
让人能够羡慕。
So that people can admire.
这个也是人在认人的价值的一个标准。
This is how many people the criteria they use to view or regard other people.
圣经说他是无学的小民。
The Bible records him as an unknown and uneducated person.
这个也是人认定价值的一个标准。
This is also how we as people we judge a person according to our standards.
所以他们凭着外貌来认基督。
So they regarded Jesus according to the flesh.
那结果是怎样呢?
And then what happened?
我们看彼得前书。
Now let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书,
1 Peter
第二章,
1 Peter chapter 2
第六节,
1 Peter 2 verse 6
因为经上说看啊我把我所拣选宝贵的房角石放在西安信靠他的人必不至于羞愧第七节
Verse 7. Verse 6, therefore it is also contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble, being disobedient to the word to which they were also appointed.
这段圣经在描写主耶稣是匠人所弃的石头。
Here it describes Lord Jesus as a stone that the people rejected.
匠人就是当时的文士法利赛人。
And the builders referred to here is talking about the scribes and the Pharisees.
他们在教导人律法，建立人的信仰。
They were teaching people the law to build up their faith.
所以叫做匠人。
And that's why they're deemed the builders.
那主耶稣是被丢弃的。
And Jesus was the rejected.
他们不要。
And they did not want him.
And
so they crucified him. Because they regarded him according to the flesh. And they felt that he was of no worth or value, so they rejected him.
但是第七节,
but verse 7.
第六节,
verse 6, rather.
我拣选所宝贵的房角石。
It says, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone."
那个宝贵的房角石就是主耶稣。
And this chief cornerstone, a precious and elect, is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在神看起来，主耶稣很宝贵。
So in God's eyes, Jesus was indeed precious.
他是要建设属灵的灵宫，一个最重要的一块石头。
He was the chief cornerstone in building the spiritual kingdom.
所以第七节。
And so in verse 7,
他在你们信的人就为宝贵。
Therefore, to you who believe, He is precious.
所以从主耶稣的例子，我们就知道神在看人。
So from the example of Jesus, we can see that how God regards people.
不是凭肉体。
It's not according to the flesh.
就像他在看耶稣。
Just like when he regards Lord Jesus.
他是宝贵的。
Lord Jesus, he regards as precious.
那为什么主耶稣是宝贵的？
And so why is the Lord Jesus precious?
因为主耶稣的身上有神的形象。
Because Lord Jesus has the image of God.
这个就是做人的价值跟尊贵。
And so this is the preciousness and worth of a person.
我们的身上有神的形象。
That we have the image of God.
在
in us，
在神面前，这就是代表我们的价值。
And before God, this represents our worth.
那这就是我们进天国以前努力的一个目标。
And this is the goal that we need to strive after before we enter into the heavenly kingdom.
我们活在地上，好像在演戏。
We live on this world as if acting out a play.
在戏台上有他的价值。
And on the stage, each actor has his or her value.
但是下台的这个价值都过去了，因为戏已经演完。
But after they get off the stage, the show's over, and they no longer have worth.
但是下台以后有没有价值，这个更重要。
But so their worth is even more important if they have any value after the play has ended.
所以在这个世界的舞台上，我们有一套价值。
So on this world stage, we all have some kind of value.
但这是戏台上。
But this is all on the stage.
暂时的，会过去的。
Temporal, it will pass.
下台了。
Once we exit the stage,
我们离世了。
And when we leave this world,
盖棺论定，我们是不是有价值？这个最重要。
Then whether or not we have value after that point is the most critical.
但这一个价值就是我们要追求有神的形象。
And this value is what we need to pursue after to have the image of God.
那要怎么追求？
And how do we pursue after this?
我们现在回来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn back to Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章给我们三个步骤。
Colossians chapter 3 gives us three steps to do this.
如果我们要有神的形象，
If we desire to have the image of God,
有三个步骤。
There are three steps.
第一个步骤，
The first,
要经历死亡。
We need to go through death.
我们看第三节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 3.
哥罗西书第三章第三节。
Colossians 3, verse 3.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
It says, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
这个第三节看起来好像有点矛盾。
Verse 3 seems like a contradiction.
第一个说你们已经死了。
First says you died.
那已经死了，为什么下面说那你的生命一同藏在神里面。
And why does it follow by saying your life is hidden with Christ in God?
这个死的就是指着洗礼。
Dying here refers to baptism.
我们知道洗礼的时候要低头。
We know during baptism we have to bow our heads.
就是与主同死。
Which is to be to die with Christ.
因为主耶稣死的时候低头。
Because when Jesus died, his head was bowed down.
那第二个要全身入浸。
Second, we need to totally immerse ourselves.
全身入浸就是与主同埋葬。
Which means we will be buried with Christ.
所以点水礼没有办法达到这个目标。
And so the baptism with the sprinkling of water cannot achieve this purpose.
那从水里面上来就是与主同复活。
And to arise from the water is to be resurrected with Christ.
所以那个死就是洗礼之后罪跟你已经切断了，
so、this,
对罪已经死了。
The death referring to here is after baptism, we have already died from our sins. We are separated from our sins.
那我们现在是向神活着。
And now we will live for God.
就是重新跟神接上的关系。
Which means we renew this relationship with God.
有永生。
It has the hope of eternal life.
这个叫做向神活着。
And this is what it means by by our life hidden with Christ and God.
那洗礼也是对世界死亡。
Baptism is also represents that we put to death our relationship with this world.
因为我们不属世界。
Because we no longer belong to this world.
我们不属魔鬼。
We no longer belong under the dominion of Satan.
这个世界是属魔鬼的。
This world belongs to Satan.
所以洗礼之后就对世界死了。
And so after baptism, we are put to death from this world.
因此我们在地上是做客旅。
Thus, on living in this world, we are merely sojourners.
因为这不属于我们的。
Because none of this belongs to us.
那我们是天上的国民。
And we are citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
在地上是做客人。
And on this earth, we are but mere travelers or passerbys.
因此一个人要变化做新人。
So for a person to become a new man,
第一个就是要自觉我已经死了。
They need to first realize they have already died.
我对世界已经死了。
They have already died to this world.
我只是客人。
They're only sojourners.
我对罪已经死了。
And they have already died from their sins.
我在基督里面有新的生命，新的盼望。
In Christ, they have a new life and a new hope.
那这样的了解会有什么帮助？
So what kind of, how can this kind of understanding help us?
第一节。
In verse 1.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
所以你们若真与基督复活，就要求那在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。第二节
，verse two，
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。第三节
，verse three，
因为你们已经死了。
If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
所以要叫我们追求，做一个有价值的人。
And so it encourages here to pursue after a life that is valuable.
有神的形象。
That has the image of God.
那是属灵的。
That is a spiritual one.
这一套价值在世界上是没有被肯定的。
This value system is not affirmed in this world.
人也不知道。
And many do not know of it.
所以要追求这个价值是孤单的。
So for pursue after this value system is a lonely path.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们人活着。
Because as humans we live.
我们想的。
And the things that we think about.
我们追求的。
The things that we pursue.
都是地面的事。
Are all things of the earth.
所以我们讲的也是地上的事。
And so everything that we talk about is things of the earth.
那现在我们开始追求这个。看不见的价值。
So now, as we pursue after this value system that is not tangible or cannot be seen,
第一个，我们的心要改变。
First, we need to have a change, a transformation in our heart and mind.
不要思念地上的事。
And that is why in verse 2 it says, "Do not set your mind on things on the earth."
就是把它当目标。
Which means do not
好像照相当目标，当主要的生活目标。
Do not set it as your goal or the center.Of your pursuits.
我们的目标要对准上面。
But our pursuit, our goal should be put in the heaven above.
好像那个 GPS 呢，最后一点定住。
Just like a GPS coordinate, you set your destination and fix it there.
我信仰不是追求肉体平安发财，这个不是 GPS 最后一点。
That my faith is not merely just to pursue after peace and riches on this earth. This is not my destination.
最后一点，我要有神的形象，有价值。
But my final destination is have the image of God and to be of worth in His eyes.
那这个定点如果定住了。
And so if this coordinate is fixed,
方向就很清楚。
Then the direction becomes clear.
所以第一节说。
So in verse 1 it says,
要求在上面的事。
Seek after those things which are above.
就是去追求。
Which means pursue it.
追求就是说下功夫花时间。
Means spend time and effort.
用心努力去追求。
And earnestly with your heart and your mind, pursue after it.
所以一个人要变化成为新人。
So for a person to transform to a new man,
第一点
first.
就是要自觉,
they have to realize that they have already died. They have already died to the world. And so the goal in their life is a spiritual one. And they only pursue things that are above. This is the first step.
那这样我们就会变成有神的形象吗?
Then if we do this, will we have the image of God in us?
第二步是什么?
What is the second step?
第二步是要经过第二个死。
The second step is to go through the second death.
好，我们看第三章第五节。
Let's refer to chapter 3, verse 5.
所以要致使你们在地上的肢体 就如淫乱污秽邪情恶欲贪婪贪婪就与拜首是一样一样第六节第七节你们在这个世当中活着的时候也曾这样行过第八节但是你们要弃绝这些事已经恼恨愤怒恶毒毁谤并口中污秽的言语
Verse 5, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are put off all these, are to put off all these, wrath, anger, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth.
我们大家都很容易了解,一般人活着要做什么?
We understand what most people live on earth are pursuing.
你问小孩子，他会告诉你 have fun.
If you ask kids, they'll tell you, "Well, I live to have fun."
就是活着很快乐.
So they want to have as much fun as they can while they're on this earth.
那快乐从哪里来?
But where does happiness stem from?
你现在仔细看，一般没有信仰人快乐从哪里来?
If you carefully observe where happiness comes from for those who do not have any kind of faith, a lot of it, a lot of their happiness comes from sins.
所以你看第五节这个地上的肢体是什么?
And so in verse 5 it says, what are your members which are on the earth?
这个地上肢体就是从地上出来的欲望.
The members on the earth are these desires that come from the earth.
淫乱.
Fornication.
如果淫乱很痛苦，没有人会去做的了。If
fornication is painful, then no one would want to do it.
魔鬼没有办法引诱人。And
the devil will be unable to tempt people to do it.
因为这很痛苦啊。Because
it's a painful thing.
就是因为他有一时的快乐，所以才有办法吸引人。But
since fornication brings one a moment of fleeting pleasure of happiness, it is very attractive and appealing to some.
污秽。
Uncleanness.
你看那个成人电影。
If you see adult films,
南加州是最大出产的地方,
the Southern California has the biggest industry for producing those films.
如果看那个很痛苦,
if watching those things is a painful thing, then who would want to do it?
就是有短暂这种管干的刺激,
and it's only because it gives you a moment of excitement that people are attracted by.
所以真喜欢看,
and so people like enjoy seeing it.
邪情,
passion,
同性恋,
for example, homosexuality.
如果这个很痛苦,
if this was a painful thing,
谁会去做?
Who would want to do it?
它就是某种的刺激,
it has a certain sense of, brings about a certain sense of excitement.
贪心,
covetousness.
所以你看整个这个华尔街造成,
so谓的财政的海啸, if you look at Wall Street in the past couple of years when they went through the whole financial turbulence,
这到最后的一个最重要的动力是什么？贪心。
The main driving force behind all this is greed.
赚到钱很快乐。
Some people make a lot of money, they're happy.
但是这个是常常是违背良心的。
But a lot of times this goes against one's own conscience.
然后再看第八节。
If we continue looking at verse 8.
恼恨。
It says anger.
愤怒。
Wrath.
恶毒。
Malice.
毁谤。
Blasphemy,
污秽的言语,
and filthy language,
说谎,
lies.
这个都是从肉体出来的。
These are all things that come from our flesh.
我们受洗的时候，罪已经切断了。
When we are baptized, we have already been cut off, severed from sin.
但是罪性还在。
But this sinful nature may still exist.
因此，如果要做新人，
So in order to be a new man,
这个罪性要把它弄死，要把它治死。
Must put to death the sinful nature.
这样我们才不会被它控制,
then we will not be controlled by it.
我们才有办法往前迈一步,
we will be able to take a step forward in becoming a new man. But this is not that easy.
一个有良心的人,
a person with a good conscience may not be able to do, may not even be able to do this.
因为罪性的力量是大的。
Because the power of our sinful nature is strong.
看罗马书第八章,
let's look at Romans chapter 8.
十二节,
Romans 8 verse 12.
罗马书第八章的十二节,
Romans 8 verse 12.
弟兄们, 这样看来, 我们不是欠肉体的债, 去顺从肉体活着。
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh.
我们活着最好不要欠债。
If we live on this earth, it is best that we do not owe any debts.
现在你就被它控制了。
Because if you owe debts, you are controlled by that.
你没有办法逃出来。
You cannot escape from it.
除非你把债还完。
Unless you repay the whole entire debt.
这里说不是欠肉体的债。
Here it says we are debtors not to the flesh.
这个肉体的债是什么?
What is the debt to the flesh?
就是我们刚刚讲那些罪恶的欲望。
It is all the desires of the flesh that we mentioned earlier.
你如果好像欠债, 你就被它控制了, 你就被罪的欲望拉着走。
If we are debtors to the flesh, then we will be controlled by it and led astray by it.
你想做新的, 你没有办法。
And you'll be unable to become a new man.
你已经被它控制了。
Because you are under its dominion.
那怎么办?
So what can you do?
13节。
Verse 13.
靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行,
by the Spirit put to death the deeds of the body.
所以要把我们这个罪性把它致死, 有一个方法。
So there's one way to put to death this sinful nature.
靠着圣灵,
by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的力量是很大的。
The power of the Holy Spirit is great.
当初他们要进到约旦, 这个迦南地。
When the Israelites were entering into the land of Canaan,
那派12个探子去看,
they sent out 12 spies.
那10个回来就报告了,
and 10 returned.
说那个耶利哥城好高,
and gave bad news saying the walls of Jericho are very tall.
那里面的人啊,
very high.
好大,
and they have giants living there.
我们没有办法了, 我们一定输了,
and we're unable to go against them. We will surely lose.
大家听了就哭了。
And so people cried and wailed when they heard this.
40年的辛苦到现在到这里我们没有希望了。
40 years of hard work up until this point, and now they are without hope.
那个耶利哥是什么?
What is Jericho? What does it represent?
耶利哥就是罪恶的城。
It represents the wall of sin.
所以在我们的心里面, 在我们的生活里面有一个耶利哥。
Jericho represents the city of sin, and in our hearts, there may be this Jericho,
罪的权势,
the power, the dominion of sin.
所以有时候我们在看, 啊, 这很难啊。
So when we see something to be very difficult to overcome,
我们看到别人要改变很难,
and we can see it's hard for another person to change,
那这是一面镜子, 照回来, 我们要改变也很难。
But then when we look in it, it's like looking in a mirror. If we look at ourselves, it's also hard for us to change.
耶利哥在里面,
because we have a Jericho, the city of Jericho inside us.
所以有的人虽然信耶稣,
so although some may believe in Jesus,
那个迦南进不去,
they cannot enter into the land of Canaan.
迦南就是神的国,
the Canaan represents the kingdom of God.
公义平安喜乐,
righteousness, peace, and joy.
是牛奶与蜜的,
it is a land flowing with milk and honey.
进不去, 为什么?
Cannot enter it, how come?
因为还没有进去, 他已经投降了。
Because before they have even entered, they've already surrendered.
不可能的。
It's impossible.
怎么信耶稣要改变人性? 不可能。
Believing in Jesus can change my nature, that's impossible.
信耶稣, 不要贪心, 这不可能的。
Believing in Jesus will rid me of my covetousness, this is impossible.
不要恼恨, 对人, 不要有苦毒嫉妒, 这不可能。
It's impossible to have no anger or wrath or jealousy to others.
不可能我们就站在那一点了。
It's impossible, and therefore we remain where we are.
就进不去了。
And we are unable to take a step forward and enter in.
但是那两个就很有信心。
But the two other spies were full of faith.
红海可以穿过去。
They were able to cross the Red Sea.
磐石可以流水。
They were able to, the waters can sprout forth, the rock can sprout forth water.
天上可以降玛纳。
And the manna can fall from heavens.
怎么有可能耶利哥攻不倒?
How How is it possible that they cannot defeat and overcome the city of Jericho?
所以有时候我们听到很多的见证,
and so when we hear a lot of testimonies.
最严重的癌症祷告好了,
the most severe cancer is cured by prayer.
死人祷告复活了,
a person who was dead was resurrected through prayer.
瞎眼祷告看见了,
a blind after prayer could see.
但这个都是肉体上的,
but these are all physical things that we can see.
为什么我们没有办法相信?
Why are we unable to truly believe?
一个人, 即使有属灵的瞎眼祷告他眼睛也可以开,
if a person has spiritual blindness through prayer, their spiritual blindness can also be healed.
一个人在属灵上病到快死,
if a person is almost to the point of death in their spiritual life, through prayer, they can also resurrect that spiritual life.
一个完全没有办法行道的瘸腿,
if a person who is lame, who cannot even walk, through prayer, they can also arise and walk. So our faith in the miracles are all placed on miracles of the flesh.
如果神能够在肉体上行神迹,
if God were able to perform miracles on the flesh,
神也能够在属灵上行神迹,
then God can even more so perform miracles in the spirit,
就是把我们里面的恶把它致死,
which is to put to death that inner evil within us.
那个神已经给我们一个力量,
God has already empowered us.
那个力量是什么?
What is that power?
就是圣灵,
that is the Holy Spirit.
但是这不等于说我 祷告我会说方言, 明天我的恶的欲望都没有了,
this doesn't mean that by merely praying and speaking in tongues, tomorrow my sins will all be gone.
这个是要不断的祷告,
this consists of many prayers and can be continued to be filled by the Spirit.
所以有时候我们常常想说,
so sometimes we may think, does this person need to change?
你愿意不愿意改变?
Or does that person, is he willing to change?
如果你愿意改变, 一定有希望。
If you are willing to change, then there is hope.
为什么?
Why?
神是叫死人复活的神。
Because God is a God that can allow the dead to resurrect.
是让没有变成有的神。
To allow nothing to become something.
如果你愿意改变,
if you are willing to change,
在神的帮助下,
then with the help of God, you will change.
不是我们能做什么,
it is not anything that we can do,
是神能够在我们身上显大神迹,
but rather what great miracles God can have on our lives.
所以靠着圣灵要致死身体的恶行,
so by the Holy Spirit, we can put to death the evils of the flesh. So it's important for us to come to church to pray.
要祷告多久?
How long should we pray?
我们当然想说,
perhaps 30 minutes.
这样够不够?
Is that enough?
圣经找, 也找不到祷告多久?
We can't really find that answer in the Bible.
但是圣经给我们目标,
but the Bible does give us a direction.
要被圣灵充满,
that we need to pray till we are filled by the Spirit.
所以祷告多久?
So how long should you pray?
祷告到被圣灵充满,
pray until you are filled by the Spirit.
圣灵充满就是能力的充满,
when we're filled by the Spirit, we are filled with power.
圣灵充满就是神完全的同在,
when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we have the complete abidance of God.
圣灵充满就是神性的充满,
and when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are filled with His divine nature.
所以一个人如果自觉自己要改变,
so if a person makes a determination to change,
没有一个人能够代替我们祷告,
no one can intercede for us.
他可以帮助我们祷告,
they could pray for us. No one can replace us in prayer, but 但是, they can pray for us.
但是关键是我们自己要祷告,
but the key is that we ourselves must pray,
祷告到被圣灵充满,
and pray to the point where we're filled by the Spirit.
那我发现那个恶的欲望都没有了,
and then we'll find that that evil desire, that sinful nature has left.
但那些最终的快乐不是 我们不可以做,
and these fleeting pleasures of sin is not we cannot do it because I want to do it, but I know I can't.
是你已经不需要去做,
but it becomes to a point where you don't even want to do it anymore.
因为这里面已经死了,
because it is already dead inside your heart.
死了就是不会再影响你啊,
and once it's dead, it can no longer impact you.
活的这个才可怕,
it is only dangerous when it's still living.
罪的欲望在里面活着,
that the desires of sin still living inside you, that is the most dangerous.
是了,
but once it's dead,
你就自由了,
then you are set free.
It
can no longer control you.
所以祷告什么？到里面那个罪死了。
So we pray to the point where that inner sin, that sinful nature inside us, has been put to death.
你走过电影院，走过赌博的地方，走过过去你恨的人，你都很自由。
So when you walk past the movie theaters, you walk past the casinos, you walk past people that you hate, you still feel liberated.
因为里面那个罪死了。
Because that inner sin, sinful nature.Has been put to death.
那这样才有可能进到第二步来做新人。
And only until we can achieve this, can we enter the second step to become a new man.
这个需要下一段功夫。
And this requires a lot of work.
那是不是这样？我常常祷告，被圣灵充满，这样我就是新人。
So if I continue to pray every day and be filled by the Spirit, can I be a new man?
还有第三步。
There's still a third step.
请看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn back to Colossians chapter 3.
好。第九节
Colossians 3 verse 9
不要彼此说谎因为你们已经脱去旧人跟旧人的行为第十节
verse 10
穿上新人这个新人在知识上渐渐更新照正如照他主的形象
verse 9 do not lie to one another since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him
这里说好把罪致死，这个是脱去旧人。
Here it says, by putting to death, sins, you have put off the old man.
但是现在要穿上新人。
But now you have to put on the new man.
哦，这是第三步。
This is the third step.
那第三步，这个穿上新人怎么做
？And so, how can we go about achieving this by putting on the new man?
下面说，在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
It follows by saying, being renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
所以这个最后的目标就是要跟照照我们那一位神的形象一样。
So the final goal is to be like have the image of him who is God who created us.
就是跟还没有犯罪的亚当一样。
Which is like the image to be like the Adam before he committed sin.
那下面说这个说在知识上渐渐更新。
And here it says that we need to be renewed in knowledge.
那什么知识
？What kind of knowledge？
认识。神的那个知识
，the knowledge of knowing God，
也就是说，我们对神认识了，用那个知识来调整我们自己。
Meaning that once we come to know God, we use that knowledge to adjust ourselves in our lives.
那神的奥秘就是主耶稣。
The mystery of God is Jesus Christ.
所以，也就是我们对主耶稣认识那个知识，这样来调整我们自己。
Which means we need to make adjustments in our lives by what we know of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们问一个信主很久的信徒
，If we ask a person who has a long-time believer,
你认识耶稣吗
？Do you know Jesus?
答案很简单，我认识，我信了二十年了，不认识。
And of course they'll answer very frankly. Of course I know Jesus. I believe for 20 some years.
他是童女生的。
He's born of a virgin.
他在拿撒勒长大。
He grew up in Nazareth.
他传道三年。
He preached for 3 years.
他被钉十字架。
And he was crucified.
他复活。
He resurrected.
他升天。
And he ascended to heaven.
我对主耶稣认识。
Of course, I know Jesus.
但是，难道主耶稣就是只有这样吗
？But is Jesus merely limited to those things?
这个就是一个问题。
This is the question.
所以这个主耶稣本身是一个奥秘。
Jesus himself is a great mystery.
因为奥秘，所以圣经才读不完呢。
Because he is a mystery, that is why we can never finish reading the Holy Bible.
如果主耶稣跟你跟我一样
，Jesus is the same as you and me.
他的自传呢，没有办法传两千年了。
Then his biography cannot span over 2,000 years.
因为人都是有限的。
Because people are all limited.
所以你要认识一个人呢，一段时间就够了。
So in order to know someone, you just need to spend a little bit of time with them.
但是主耶稣有无穷的智慧。
But Jesus has endless amount of knowledge.
那我们怎么去认识主耶稣
？So how can we come to know him?
三步。
Three steps.
第一步。
First.
我们仔细去思考主耶稣讲的话。
We need to ponder and carefully think about the words that the Lord has spoken.
他的话真的很深啊。
His words are indeed full of depth.
我是生命之粮。
I am the bread of life.
这一句话很深啊。
This phrase is indeed very, very profound.
没有人讲过，也没有人敢讲。
No one has ever spoke of it, and no one is willing to say it again.
为什么他敢讲
？Why is Jesus bold enough to say it?
这句话代表什么
？What does it represent?
这个就是认识神的知识。
This is what it means to know the knowledge of knowing God.
我就是世界的光。
I am the light of the world.
这个是一个很伟大的一个 很大胆的一个宣称。
This is a very a bold proclamation.
为什么他这样讲
？But why was he? Why did he say this?
这句话对我有什么关系
？And what does it have to do with us?
第一个，研究他讲的话。
First, we need to study the words that Lord Jesus said.
第二个
，Second,
研究主耶稣生的生活。
We study the life of Lord Jesus Christ.
怎么跟人互动
？How did he interact with people?
他做什么
？What did he do?
他怎么回应环境
？How did he respond to the circumstances?
这个里面就是在显明。他的本性。
All of these things reveal his nature.
这个也很多可以研究。
There's a lot to study.
然后这个知识再来调整我们。
And then we use that knowledge to make adjustments to our lives.
我们要怎样面对环境？
And we're facing certain circumstances.
我们要怎么跟人互动？
How do we interact and respond to others?
就从认识主的知识来调整。
And we make adjustments to ourselves by using what we've learned from Lord Jesus.
第三个。
Thirdly,
就是主耶稣对那些古圣徒的启示。
That the prophecies that the Lord, we need to study the prophecies that Jesus gave to the old saints.
就是新约的这些圣经。
Which is all recorded in the New Testament.
还有旧约的预言。
As well as the prophecies in the Old Testament.
透过他们对主耶稣的认识，我们认识他。
And through their understanding of Christ, we can come to know Him as well.
那这样不断的我们在调整我们自己。
And we constantly renew ourselves in this way.
从最里面的。观念
from a concept, from having our concepts fixed under the perspective of sin,
在达到外面的生活
to achieve a life outside,
我们都会有一个彻底的改变
and we will have a fundamental transformation.
那这就是第三步
This is the third step.
那这三步啊。实在是值得我们去追求。
And these three steps are worthy of our pursuit.
我们就有神的形象。
For we will have the image of God.
在世界上是一个有价值的。
And on this earth we will be a person of great worth.
将来回到天国。
And when we go to heaven in the future.
神要给我们的赏赐。
The reward that God will bless us.
就是永远的荣耀。
Is eternal glory.
因为我们是一个有价值的人。
Because we will be deemed valuable and worthy in His eyes.
神的形象。
And we will have His image.
唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
232首。
Let's rise and sing Him 232.
最后祷告完了唱副歌。